USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump left Walter Reed Medical Center just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Sean Conley saying the president has met all the standards for discharge, but is not entirely out of the woods yet.
24/7 world-class medical care surrounding him down there. We're not going to miss anything that we would have caught up here.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day campaigning in Miami, Florida. The vice president urging President Trump to listen to top scientists.
Listen to the scientists. Support masks. Support a mask mandate nationwide.
The former vice president also taking part in a town hall on Monday in Miami. He also offered his prayers for the families of the more than 200,000 Americans who have died because of the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this. Not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Negotiations continue over a bill to provide more economic stimulus as Americans weather the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains that the blame game could be holding up the bill's progress.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least a half a trillion dollars apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And stocks took a jump Monday on news that President Trump was leaving the hospital. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumping 465 points to close up more than 1.5%, while the Nasdaq climbed 2.3%. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
More than 30,000 people remain under evacuation orders in California as wildfires have burned through a record 4 million acres in the state. The largest, the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma counties, has burned through more than 64,000 acres and is currently only about 30% contained. Bjorn Lomborg of the Copenhagen Consensus Center tells Fox News that attempts to suppress wildfires are one of the major reasons there are so many currently burning in the West.
By far the biggest impact is the fact that we have suppressed fire for more than 100 years. So a lot of fuel had built up in the underground of these forests, and that's why you're seeing such big fires.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he's focused at the work to be done in the rest of his senatorial term. The two-term Republican was also considering running for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. And there will be two Monday Night Football games tonight to binge on. The Green Bay Packers will host the Atlanta Falcons in the game that was scheduled to be played tonight, but the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots will also do battle after their Sunday game was postponed due to positive coronavirus tests. Both teams reporting no positive tests as of Monday morning, giving them the green light to play tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.